welcome to season 6 of the Presently Engaged podcast. Here, you'll find short, friendly, Jesus-focused encouragement to live intentionally right where you are. I'm Mandy Pollack, and I'm really glad that you are here. In this episode, we will have a devotional thought sourced from life. Then we'll end the podcast with a scripture reading. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of a passage. This will give us the opportunity to center our minds on Jesus and our hearts on His Word, because lives will change as we engage with God's Word. Would you be willing to share this podcast with someone you think might be encouraged by it? Listen in and then join me at presentlyengaged.com. I'm so grateful for your time and glad that you are here. It's hard to pinpoint who first declared, "Music is food for the soul." Perhaps Arthur Schopenhauer first stated it over 200 years ago. Perhaps Plato inspired the sentiment when he penned, "Music is medicine for the soul." Regardless, each sentiment gives voice to the power of music. Music is food for the soul. This statement helps me stop and evaluate the music to which I'm listening. Sugar is delicious, isn't it? Pop has a place, crispy potato chips are delightful, but when those delicious delights become the main ingredients at a meal many times in a row, trouble begins. If you find yourself spiritually lethargic or emotionally flabby, consider the music you are feeding yourself. Nourishing, life-giving, soul-satisfying music often takes the form of the good, the right, and the true. Believers live in freedom and are called to freedom, but we are admonished to not use our freedom to indulge our sinful natures. And that admonishment is in Galatians 5:13. Music is meditation. You may find that certain songs are fodder for the spirit, the ultimate comfort food. You may find that certain songs give you the jitters or lead to the emotional equivalent of a sugar crash. You may find that some tunes and their baked-in lyrics play on repeat in your mind, causing you to meditate on things you would never say out loud. Take a moment to evaluate the music that you are allowing to feed you. Is it nourishing? Music rings through the experience of God's people in the Bible, uplifting their praise, uniting them for worship, summoning them for battle, and expressing their most profound thoughts. It does the same today, does it not? The rhythm of worship pulses throughout the people of God, harmonizing praise, singing worship, and chanting truth. The wise believer surrounds herself or himself with music that uplifts the spirit and worships the glorious and majestic God. Does your music reflect your beautiful and holy God? Philippians 4:8 tells us, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, listen to such things." And Ephesians 5:8-9 says, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord." On what are you meditating? Give voice to the song in your heart and consider feeding your soul nourishing sustenance. Here's to a well-balanced meal. Join me as we read Psalm 19 together. This is the word of the Lord. To the choir master, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect,
reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You may feel like your future holds far more question marks than exclamation points. Life Purpose Planning is a 10-lesson course that helps young people define and fulfill their individual, God-given purpose and calling as they engage in life-changing service and prepare for world-changing impact. It's a tool for young world changers wondering, why am I here and what should I do about it? And it's a tool for parents and mentors who are looking for a way to intentionally pursue, understand, and support their high schooler or college students' dreams. Find out more at lifepurposeplanning.org and go change the world.